Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call on 107.9 The End.
All right, this is a real story from the Chicago Tribune about a pipe bursting at not just any candy factory, but Nestle's Willy Wonka candy manufacturing plant. So there's a legit, I didn't even know this, there's a legit Willy Wonka candy factory in Illinois.
Well, there's a real company.
Well, right, and Nestle owns it. But anyway, so Willy Wonka, a pipe broke that's used to control humidity.
Oh, they finally found Augustus.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, was there a contest? What did that person do wrong?
Okay, but if it wasn't like a pipe that brings chocolate from one side of the factory to the other.
No, it is right here from, again, Chicago Tribune. The pipe which carried the chocolate to the chocolate river.
No.
It's what it is. Miss Gloop had no comment. No, the.
Although, if Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was a real true story, the way that that would go every single time would be like Charlie and Willie. Which is funny to call him just Willie, by the way. I've never done that
Grandpa
before.
Grandpa Willie.
No, not Grandpa Joe. Willy Wonka.
Yeah, you just call him.
So it's just Charlie and Willie hanging out.
Yeah, because
okay?
It's also strange to call him Mr. Wonka.
Right.
That's strange too.
Oh my God, Willie is so much worse. Okay.
So Willie and Charlie standing in front of what used to be the chocolate factory.
Okay.
There is now piles of dead Oompa Loompas, smoke and ash. Okay, because. Like five or six other children have disrupted so many things that the day in, day out operations have gone awry.
Of course.
So the whole thing's collapsing on himself, and Willie just looks at Charlie and just goes, "This is your effing mess now." Yeah. Sucker. And then Willy Wonka goes to Bermuda with a fat insurance check.
And then poor Charlie's stuck there just having to answer to investors.
Right.
And he's with one Oompa Loompa, the one that was his
survivor.
He's very close, never questioned relationship with. That's the guy who was the songwriter and the choreographer, so we kind of all know how that works out. So there really is a Willy Wonka factory, and employees got sick.
What do you mean? How?
The chocolate was there was a chemical in that pipe.
Turned them all orange.
Yeah. A lot of employees got sick. I'm just thinking back to what you said, though. It's so weird if you actually start thinking about just like if that were real.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. If it were real, back in the day, you could have something like that, but today there would just be bad headlines.
Back in the day, you could have something like what?
You
the contest in general?
Yeah, but nowadays it would be with Twitter and stuff. Hashtag dangerous factory. You know, another child viciously assaulted by candy factory.
Sure.
In effort to win candy factory. It seems irresponsible on many levels.
You don't think the irresponsible part is whoever wins gets the factory?
Well, that was, no, that was
no,
a surprise.
I'm sorry. Whoever lives gets the factory.
No, that's what do you call it? Monday morning quarterbacking. It was just a lifetime supply of chocolate.
That's true.
He did surprise them by giving them the factory, and then he crashed them through the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Kind of nuts.
And then where did he go? Where did Willy go?
They flew over the poor part of London.
Then what?
He crashed into a field behind Big Ben. It was really sad. No one ever got that factory.
Like,
no,
if Charlie's taking over the factory,
yeah.
Where does Willy go into retirement?
That's a good question. How does that movie end?
It ends with
I think it just ends with them being catapulted into the air. You cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah, it ends with them floating in this elevator contraption that goes up, and he's like, "I never pushed that button."
Right,
and they must have bleeped out where he goes, "F," because I never pushed this button. Who knew it crashed through the building?
Right.
As far as we know, this was an elaborate scheme for Willy to steal a boy.
To steal a boy.
It really could have been. We don't know what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.